Last December, the Michigan Public Service Commission approved a DTE energy rate increase of 6.4%. That raised the average consumer's electrical bills by nearly $80 a year, but it was less than the price bump the utility really wanted. WDET's Alex McLennan spoke with DTE Energy President and CEO Jerry Norcia this week after a meeting at the Detroit Economic Club. While regulators did approve a smaller increase in 2022, Norcia says the utility was overdue for a major rate hike.
So we had not essentially raised our rates since 2020, and we were trying to keep our rates flat, especially during the midst of COVID. A lot of customers are struggling financially. So when we got the rate increase most recently, it averages out to about 1.2% per year since 2020. And it allows us to continue making the significant investments in the grid that we have been making. So with that, we plan to invest another $9 billion in the grid, as well as another $7 billion in producing cleaner energy for the future of our customers.
And when you talk about the impact on customers, is there anything being done for lower income customers to help them with the rate increase?
We have one of the largest low income programs in the country, and we're actually looked at in the country as a benchmark for low-income customer programs, where we help bring in about $160 million of federal assistance into the state to distribute to customers so that they can avert crisis and we can keep their power on and their heat on.
So everyone knows that Michigan's infrastructure obviously needs some work to put up with the weather and everything else. Can you add a little color to where it stands right now? And to fix it quickly, how big of an effort would that take? And obviously, is that realistic or not? And what's your timeline?
So we're essentially investing about $200 million a year in tree trimming to move trees away from our wires. That's the biggest source of power outages in our state. We love trees. We just want them away from our wires so that we can maintain reliable power. Secondly, we're also investing heavily in automation so that when we have these big storms that are now much more frequent than they ever have been, we can restore power much more quickly. And that'll all be done in the next 5 years. And then beyond that, we've got a long-term program to really replace a lot of our older infrastructure that was built in the early to mid-1900s.
And when you're working on increasing natural gas use to try to make things greener, is natural gas a final answer for you, or is there something after that to make DTE even cleaner than that?
Look, at DTE Energy has always been about all of the technologies that are readily available and economic for our customers. And at this moment, natural gas has been a tremendous enabler for us to build out renewables, solar and wind assets in our state. When the sun isn't available or the wind is not available, we have natural gas that can back up those resources. So it's fundamental today. We see it that way for a long time, but as new technology evolves, like hydrogen and small nuclear modular reactors, we're willing to adopt those as well once they become more proven and more economic for our customers.
And then lastly, it's an election year. There is some connection with DTE and money that it gives to support certain candidates. What is DTE doing for transparency, especially when the contributions that it makes could have an impact on what it's allowed to charge customers?
So we've agreed to be very transparent with our political contributions. And, we participate in the political process in order to make sure that there's affordable and reliable electricity and natural gas in our state. That's our interest, is to make sure there's good policy. And we're always acting on behalf of Michigan customers. You know, what's good for Michigan customers is good for DTE. So we're your home state utility, and we're always doing things that are good for the state.
Jerry Norcia is president and CEO of DTE Energy. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan. Last year, DTE Energy shareholders rejected a proposal that would have required increased transparency around campaign contributions. Michigan Attorney General Denon Nessel has referred to the utility's current reporting of political donations as inadequate.